the promise of America. I come before you tonight as an American dream realized. Because America is great and decent, and our democracy complete, because we live in a government of the people. I've taken 4 oaths in my lifetime, 2 as a law enforcement officer and 2 now as a member of Congress. Different oaths, different times in different places, but each oath stated that I will protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. My oath was not to an individual. It wasn't to a political party or institution. My oath was to the United States Constitution. And I come before you tonight as an African-American female. I come before you tonight as a descendant of slaves. Slaves who knew they would not make it, but dreamed and prayed that one day that I would make it. I come before you tonight proclaiming that in spite of America's complicated history, my faith is in the Constitution. And I say that today with perfect peace. I've enforced the laws and now I write the laws. And I know that nobody is above the law. But the law means nothing. If the accused, whether the man who breaks in your house or the president, can destroy evidence, stop witnesses from testifying, and blatantly refuse to cooperate in the investigation, I ask you to name somebody in your family or in your community who can do that. The president is the commander-in-chief, and his responsibility is great. However, our president put his personal interests above the interests of the nation, corrupting and cheating our democracy, and he shall be held accountable. The framers were so concerned about a president abusing his power that they gave us the power of impeachment. George Washington was particularly concerned about unprincipled men finding their way into the White House. Well, those times have found us, and we only have one option. And that's to hold this president accountable, because you know what? Nobody is above the law. Thank you, and I yield back.
Gentlelady yields back. Mr. Reschenthaler.